Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello, this is international Catholic singer Anna Nuzzo, inviting you to join me and Father Dan Cambra of the Marian Fathers on a select international tour's Divine Mercy pilgrimage to Poland and the Czech Republic. It takes place in September of 2019, and we would love for you to join us. For more information, go to my website, annanuzzo.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all. That's right, still from upstate New York as I'm recovering from my amputation. And some big news just happened with that this past week with my prosthetist. A very interesting and sometimes challenging word for my tongue to say. But in my prosthetist's office, we had a prototype prosthetic. I'll be using like a socket that'll go over my stub limb. And we had this prototype so they could see me taking some steps in it and make notations and marks and adapt it to little changes that are necessary for my body in terms of my gait and etc. And as I'm walking around their certain specialized area of the office, there were muscle groups within my leg and part of my calf that I have been doing my PT exercise and etc. But now they're being used in what appears to be like new ways or first ways. So even though I was just walking around for 15, 30 minutes, letting them take their notating marks and marking it up and all this, it was quite exhaustive for me. Like at the end of that time, I had not much fuel left in the old tank. And it didn't seem like I was going to do anything that big, but just walk in a little space. And we have to realize, I think, because as I'm sitting with that, stewing with that, planning my future and speaking with my religious superiors, and, you know, we have Pentecost right around the way. You know, it's only a week. I'm thinking about the dates from when this podcast episode's going on. It's a week, you know, a little less than a week till Pentecost. And the Holy Spirit is the love of God. It's the love that exists between the Father and the Son for the Father, co-equal with each, making that third person of the Blessed and Holy Trinity. And we are reminded in Romans 5:5 that the Holy Spirit has been poured forth into our hearts. He is going to push our hearts in ways that they may not have gone before, or may not feel comfortable, or may challenge our hearts, or when His loving light, His loving presence sort of fills up our hearts, it's going to show us parts of our hearts that we may not have looked at before, and we have to take first steps into to see the damage that might be in that place, or what are some of the gifts within that space of our heart that we haven't spent time looking at. You know, we all have first steps, we all have new steps that we'll be taking in our lives, and we do that in, by, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, who has been sent to us by the Father and the Son, so He can reveal to us all things, so we can continue to grow in ever deeper love with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in, by, and through the power of the Spirit. Now, as I'm learning to walk again and taking new steps and, again, first steps and embracing that challenge and setting appropriate and necessary limitations and being prudent about things, those sort of things also need to be within our own heart in terms of our spiritual life. As the Holy Spirit has been poured forward into our heart, who we rejoice with every time we attend the Mass. You know, listen to the prayers of the priest during the Eucharistic prayer of the Mass and hear how the Holy Spirit is invoked. There's the prayer over the wine and the blood, asking the Spirit to make this into the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. And then we go into the institutional narrative. But then after the institutional narrative, there is another invocation of the Spirit through the Eucharist, that the people before the altar will be made one. The Spirit is also therefore the unifier. You know, so who are we being, I don't want to put this in a shared way, in conflict with in our religious parishes, our religious communities, our different groups that we're in, etc. You know, where do we need to have the Holy Spirit aid us in those first steps of reconciliation so he can bring about a unification of that localized body of Christ? You know, this thing's all seen nice, light, and sort of fuzzy, but, you know, the Spirit's going to be doing a lot of work. That's why one of the images of the Spirit's work given to us by St. John of the Cross is a fire, and we are the law that is thrown into it. You know, sort of reversing that image of Moses, the burning bush, the bush that isn't consumed but yet fully illuminated. You know, we are in ways like that bush, that log in the fire, totally consumed by the fire, but yet still a log, still a human being in our case. So I continue to ask for you all to pray for me as I continue along my road. I hope to have my regular prosthetic and begin PT in 2 weeks or so, God willing. You know, if the creek don't rise, as we say back home. But remember, as Pentecost approach, don't be afraid to say yes to the work of the Spirit in your life. Be open to the Spirit. He may lead you to places that you do not want to go, but they may be places that you need to go. And he will not abandon you. He was with Christ through his life on this earth. Luke's gospel gives us amazing insights to all the different actions of Jesus done in the power of the Spirit, or say, in the Spirit. So, my brothers and sisters, remember, your heart, my heart, the very heart of the church has been filled with the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, sends us out into the world and gives us the necessary courage, along with his other multitude of gifts, to make the Son of God known, Jesus Christ. For it is in Jesus Christ that we begin to see each other as brother and sister, and we can respond in the very love of the Spirit, cultivating the unity that the Spirit has been sent into the world to make possible by the very presence of Christ made known at the Mass. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here in my podcast, please make sure to subscribe to it. And if you're listening to it on a platform that has a little like button, click that like button. If you want more of my content, you can go over to the Frank Fryer website called thefrankfryer.com. There at my website, you can find blog posts. You can find Catholic Stand articles I've written. My recent one is on the gift of piety. You can find links to my YouTube channel. You can also contact me through that website also. That is thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. I know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.